With Vice President Joe Biden poised to deliver his recommendations tomorrow to the president on curbing gun violence in America, NRA President David Keene tells CNN State of the Union that his organization opposes new restrictions on gun rights because it doesn't address the underlying causes of violence.
If you're going to solve the problem, there are two things you have to do. You have to get the root of the problem. And in virtually all of these cases, that's a mental health problem. We have a mental health system that's collapsed. And secondly, you have to provide security because you can't always find somebody who's about to do something.
Well, joining us live now, Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent. Chuck, any sense yet of what the vice president will try to include in this package?
Well, it does seem that the White House was really upset when there was the New York Times story on Friday that indicated that somehow the White House might not support a renewal of the assault weapons ban. They clearly are going to put that in there. This idea of universal background checks does seem to be something that that seems to be gaining traction and a sort of legislation that you think has a chance at getting a hearing on this. But you know, it's been fascinating to look at the gun thing. Today's the 1 month anniversary of Newtown. And when you think back 30 days ago, everybody said, boy, this one's different. This one's different. And on one hand, it has been different. We've had a sustained conversation on the issue of gun violence in this country by political leaders in a way that we hadn't had in over a decade. And yet, I have to today, feel, you just get this sense, though, that the political air is starting to just come out of the balloon a little bit. I just don't see how this actually ends up in a piece of legislation that gets signed by this president this year.
You know, we heard the vice president talking about not wanting to give up smaller gains if there wasn't a total package. So do you expect the White House, therefore, is maybe going to do something in a more piecemeal form just to advance it to some degree?
I do think piecemeal, I mean, seems to be the possibility. I mean, take the assault weapons ban. While the gun ban probably has no chance on the assault weapon part, does a magazine ban possibly? Does the idea of maybe creating a background check on ammunition have some change? You know, you can start seeing where there is this potential for piecemeal. But the problem the White House has in this, and I think that they are going to do some executive action on this front, which is maybe increase the amount of forcing U.S. attorney, you know, offices, district attorneys to have to actually prosecute people that lie on a background check, things like that. But the problem the White House has on this is Harry Reid has no incentive of making his members pass legislation that has no on guns that has no chance of passing the House. They don't see the political gain. They only see political problems in that. And I think ultimately that's what dooms a lot of this legislation.
Any hint that the administration might try to take some executive action that would really irk Congress?
There's not much they can do. That's the problem. The executive action that the executive action they can take that's realistic that they would has to do with sort of getting the Justice Department to increase the amount of prosecutions,
which is exactly what the NRA has been arguing for.
Right, and so that's why you can get the sense that they could claim, hey, there's a universal agreement on this one. Michael Moonberger wants this. His mayor's group wants this, and so does, you know, arguing that, hey, these people that are lying on background checks are probably trying to commit crimes, so you should be investigating these people.
Right.
And then the NRA as well.
Chuck, what does it mean when all sides recognize that we do have a problem, that people who shouldn't have these weapons are able to get them and unfortunately use them in such a destructive way? What does it say that even after something as extraordinary and heinous as what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, we can't come together and find some agreement?
Well, I guess that is the urban-rural divide in American politics is as stark as it's ever been. And I think guns is one of these issues where exposes the urban-rural divide. Sometimes we say, oh, America's divided. It's red versus blue. Actually, if you really look, it's always urban versus rural. It's rural versus suburban and urban sort of together now.
Mm-hmm.
The suburbs used to be the swing, but they're sort of and that's where the divide is in America. It's cultural. Guns is one of these issues where it shows up, but you also see it when it comes to issues of religion, issues of abortion, things like that. And I think that our politics is such a way, it's just I guess I'm not surprised that this is what's happening, right? And I'm sure you guys aren't either.
No.
You've seen this, and yet you do wonder, you know, that you can't guns is one of these things you can't have a rational debate about it. I can tell you that, you know, conversations with friends of mine who, you know, one who owns a handgun, one who's never touched a gun, and they both sometimes come across to me as having an irrational view of this issue.
Chuck, thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it, my friend.
Chuck Todd, NBC's political director and chief White House correspondent.